This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
What is the primary role of the Federal Department of Education in a K-12 school district?
Well, we know that education was designed to be the right of the states. However, during the Reagan era, the Department of Education was created, and it provides oversight on general policies, practices. It also requires us to do testing across the country and report back to the federal government. So it does have an overarching umbrella reach across the country, but the majority of the work that's done in education is as it was designed to be in the state's bailiwick. But in Niagara Falls, for instance, we receive $8 million of federal money that comes to us in the form of Titles 1 through 4, along with IDEA money that comes to us for our special needs students. We have a mental health grant totaling $500,000 that has been directed to us through a federal application. And of course, the Head Start program that we took ownership of about 3 years ago is also a federal government, even though that sits in the Department of Health and Human Services. So there are some grants, there are some entitlement programs, and there are testing requirements that the states have to administer to comply with the Every Child Succeeds Act that is a federal initiative.
What do you believe would be the consequences, I guess, of the Department of Education disappearing?
It hasn't been clearly laid out, but what my anticipation is would be that over the course of this next administration, the federal government's role in education is going to be diminished year by year by year. I don't necessarily think we're going to see it immediately or next year, because I believe the federal education funding is set and approved. But in the future, I could see that federal money be possibly reduced and then sent to the states for the administration and oversight to the local school districts. While that money is being delivered to the states, I could also see it being reduced. And I also would think that there would be fewer and fewer federal grants that local school districts across the country would be available to. I also think there would be a diminished role in overarching policies that states have to comply with, and that they would be turned over to the states. So I do think that we're going to see a much diminished role over time, over the next 4 years. I also do think more of the responsibility is going to fall onto the states. But again, this is not written anywhere in stone yet. It's just conjecture from the literature that we're reading.
Do you think that New York State, most would say, is equipped to handle their education? Do you think most states are able to handle all aspects of their education?
Yeah, I mean, my sphere of knowledge really is New York State. I'm not sure. I know that we look to other states such as Massachusetts, for instance, that has a very strong educational structure. How states across the country are established and set up, I'm not familiar with. I would also anticipate that there will be a greater push for private tuition and charter school applications being pushed down. I think that that's something that we've read about as a kind of a benchmark of this new federal administration that's coming in. So I think that, again, out of the gate. I don't know where what we're going to see next year, but I think in the course of the next 4 years, the face of education on the federal level is certainly going to change, and I think it's going to be pushed more toward the state. New York State happens to be a very regulated education state, in some ways good, in some ways not so good, but I think you're going to find more and more directive coming from the states.